Hello?
There are a few ladies waiting.
So what time should we start? Should we wait 3 more minutes?
Yes, there are 9 ladies waiting. I think we should wait a few minutes. Good idea.
So should I start at 9:05?
Yes, thank you, Robert Snyder.
So I have to, at 9:05, I should just start?
I
Or
guess
someone will
so.
tell me the
I'm just a member. The wing person isn't here yet. He's not speaking up. I imagine they'll come on soon.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Okay, I guess we're going to get started. I hope whoever's on is able to hear, and I hope we'll come out clear with Hashem's help. This week's parasha is Parashas Achrimos and Parashas Kedoshim. I hope they have time to go through the beginning in Parashas Kedoshim of the Mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. I just want to start with a little Hakdama. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavai where the Torah writes in the terrible Teichacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us and predicts for us. And the pasuk says, V'hitzla Hashem es makoscha. The Eibush is going to send some sort of makkah, which is like a pella. Pella means an extraordinary makkah. The es makos arecha. We and our children are going to be faced with a makkah that's a pella. Extraordinary. Gedolos and Nemanos. And then the pasuk ends with 3 words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to send a peladika choli. V'chaloyim ro'im. That's illnesses, a sickness, that's ro'im, that's bad. V'nemanim. Sicknesses that are terrible, harsh, and nemanim. Rashi wants to understand, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a machla that's Rayim ben Amonim? Rayim, we understand. There's some machlas that are not so bad, some machlas that are worse, some machlas that are terrible. What does it mean a machla is Neman? A shliach. You hire a worker, you ask someone to do for you a shliach. So a good shliach is someone that's Neman. He gets the job done. You can trust him. What does it mean that these chaloyim are chaloyim Rayim? Rashi says what it means is that these chaloyim are shluchim in the hands of Hashem and they're nemanim to get their job done. Which means that Rachmana Litzlan, at times, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a machla and he's out there to be a magefa, and people come up with ways to stop it. There are scientists, there are doctors, they've studied them all, and they can come up with this refuah and this way to stop it. But the chayli is so powerful, it's nemanim. There's nothing that can be done to stop it. We can't come up with any potion, any medicine, any way to detect. And it gets its job done. We today are being faced with this pasuk. Chaloyim royim that are nemanim. It's so scary because no one understands it. No one knows how to attack it. No one knows how to stop it. And it's mamash apella. It affects people in so many different ways. Each person gets it exactly the shlichus that it's supposed to be. No one the same. And it leaves us standing. Where do we turn and where do we go? In Shemoneh Esrei, we have a bracha. And we dive into the Eibishter of the bracha of Rifa'enu, where we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel. Kel means he's the Baal Koyach, that's a Merachim. He's the Melech. The Melech means, by the Eibishter, he was even a Melech before the world was created, even though normally Ein Melech B'loy Am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech because he's Echad, because he's the Bairei. And therefore, he's the king and the only king. Then we say the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roife Neman. There's a beautiful pirish on Tzila, from the Siddha Oitza Tzila from the Eitz Yosef. And the Eitz Yosef says the source of these words, Roife Neman, is our pasuk that we just spoke about. That at times the Eibishter sends Chaloyim Royim that are Nemanim. And they get their shlichus done. And nothing could stop it. Except one thing. The Roife Neman. And the Midah Tova by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than the Midah Merubah. And who's the Mishaleach? Who sent this Chayli to be a Shliach Neman? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he on top of all this is the Roife Neman. A Roife that nothing can stop him from doing his shlichus of refuah. That's the place to turn. And that's what we dive into Shemoneh Esrei. We're talking to this machla. And the only answer to it is that there's a Reife that's Neman. Then we end off something unbelievable. Baruch Atah Hashem, the Eibishter is Reife, Choyle, Amo Yisrael. But the Eibishter only heals Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter heals everybody. Anybody that ever got healed by Hashem. So what does it mean Hashem is the Reifei Choylei Ami Yisrael? The Siddha Ma'achei Lev explains that Klal Yisrael have a koyach. The Pasuk, Kimi Goy Godol Asher Loi Elikim Krevim Elov Kashem Elikeinu B'chol Kereinu Elov. Even if there's a Gzadin like Chizkio HaMelech had on him a Gzera, like Klal Yisrael by in the times of Purim, the Gzera was written, it was cemented in. But we have a power to destroy and uproot a Gzera because the Eibishter is the Reife Chole of Am Yisrael. By the other Umais, once the Gzera is there, it's over. We can take the Gzera and destroy it with the power of Tefillah. Shamshon Pinkus adds a small point to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals all the umayis. But it doesn't say he's a doctor. He's the Bayre, he's the creator, and he heals. For Klal Yisrael, Hashem is our private doctor. All you have to do is come to the doctor, and he heals you. He doesn't find out if you're a tzaddik, if you're a rasha. If you come to the doctor, you pay him, he heals you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my salary, my charge is turned to me and daven to me, and I'm your doctor. And the doctor heals. And this doctor is open 24-7, 365. And he's never too busy, and he always has time for you. We just have to find time for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Peseach Es Yodecha. The hand is open. But if you don't come and take it, you don't get it. Roitza Hashem Es Yireyav HaMiyachalim L'chazdoi. The Eibishter wants ones that are looking for his help. He wants to help. We just need to turn to him and realize he's the Reifei Neman and he's our personal doctor. He's Reifei Chayle Amma Yisrael. I was talking to someone and he told me that he wishes that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when they wrote the Nusach HaTfilah, they should have had in the Nusach where we daven to Hashem to save us from a Magefa, from a Deva, from a plague. Why is it in there? I smiled at him. I couldn't tell him what I was thinking. He was asking, why did Anshei Knesset HaGdola put it into our tefillah? And our question is, why don't we know what we're saying in our daily tefillahs? Now maybe this is more of an attack to the Anoshim that daven Ma'ariv. But in truth, maybe in these times, the Anoshim Tzidkaniyah should be davening Ma'ariv as well. And really, there's no excuse because this is part of Kriyat Shema Lamita. And every day, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we daven, V'hosam E'elenu, Oyev, Dever, V'cherev, V'rav, V'yogayn. If we would have woken up maybe years back and would have realized that there's, who's going to think? How could it be? What's going to be? You know, everyone was nervous. Is there going to be food after Pesach? If Chas V'Shalom, there wouldn't have been, I daven for Rav also. I daven for hunger. We have to realize there's nothing that we have because we had it yesterday. Whatever we have is because the Eibishter Kaseda gives it to us. The Eibishter is Noisein L'Yoyev Kayach Kaseda. We don't have Kayach because we had Kayach yesterday. We don't have food because we had food yesterday. And if we would Kaseda always be asking for it, we wouldn't maybe have to go through the suffering of asking for it back. If we would be thanking Hashem for the health that we have, maybe we wouldn't have to lose it to ask to get it back. The Levush, it's one of the prime Mefarshim that explained our Shulchan Aruch, says that David HaMelech, in his days, there was a terrible Magefa, where 100 people were dying daily. And David Baruch HaKodesh saw that the reason being is because Klal Yisrael were not making brachas properly. They weren't thanking Hashem for the things that they had daily, for their eyesight, for the clothing that they had, for the ability to walk, for the fact that the oceans don't overtake us. And therefore they were misakin Ne'a Brachas, which included all the Brachas HaShacha that we say every morning, and that stopped the Magefa. The point of a Bracha, the Rambam writes, is to be Lizkar Es Hashem, to remember. And imagine if 100 times a day we remind ourselves over and over, Baruch, that Hashem is the source of everything we have. Ata, you, he's in front of us. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Melech Ha'olam is Kabbalos Malchis. And by a mitzvah we say, Hashem Kedishanu B'mitzvotzo, that we become Halik from his mitzvah. These are reminders to live with Hashem. As the Pasuk, Parshas Ekev, writes, the danger of Pentoichal, the Savata, and we have Batim Tovim, and we have all we need. And then the Pasuk says, V'ram Levavecha, V'shachachta, Es Hashem Aleichecha. What's the protection? Not to forget, there's only one protection. The protection is, V'achalta, the Savata Uberachta. We have a choice. Either Verachta or Shachachta. Ne'e Brachas infuses Yerushalayim. Ma Hashem Shel Ne'emach. Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Ein Ma Elameya. Infuses us with Yerushalayim. It reminds us that the Eibush is with us, and it's about time we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our homes and live with Him throughout the entire day. Families are home, parents are home with their children. The mitzvah of chinuch is really our mitzvah. It's our achrayus. What better chance and time is for us to teach our children, and not by telling it to them, and not by talking about it, by doing it. And let them watch us make brachas standing in one place, benching from a bencher, saying the words clear and slow with meaning, answering amen, brachas out loud. They'll see us. They're with us. Here's a chance we have. By doing it, we can bring such yiras shamayim into our homes, such awareness of Hashem into our homes. There's a mitzvah of pru urevu. The mitzvah is not just to have children. The Radak says, revu means to be megadol them, to raise them. To raise them as healthy, el chayidin. The pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim starts with a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, a mitzvah to be heilig, to be holy. I think that we all, in our minds, feel Kedusha, holiness, that's the Yechidei Skula, for the great people of the generation. It's not for us regular people. The Torah understood that people are going to make this false assumption. And the pasuk writes, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. But Rashi, Melamed, Shenemra, Parshazu, Behakel. As the Medrash explains, it was said exactly like by Kabbalah Satayra. Anoshim, Noshim, the Taf. Because the mitzvah of Kedoshim is not a mitzvah just for the Yechidei Skula, the Anshei Maisa, the Gedolei Hadar. Klal Yisrael is called a Goy Kadosh. We're called an Am Kadosh, and we're Anshei Kadosh. And this is a mitzvah given to Anoshim, Noshim, the Taf. Every one of us. What is the mitzvah? The Ramban explains that we know there's Tayag mitzvahs, there's Lois Aseis, there's Aseis, foods that you're allowed to eat, foods that you're not allowed to eat. And then there's something called Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Just because the OU made it kasha doesn't mean you have to have it. And just because it's available today and the Goyim brought it into this world, it doesn't mean you also have to have it. There's something called holding back. And we're going to soon try to understand why this is such a ikka and yesoid of Yiddishkeit. People tend to make the mistake that it's a chumrah. It's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. So I can have what I want. There's no end to what I can have. I want to be a chassid. I want to do extra credit, so I'll hold back. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. That's a terrible mistake. It was kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach before the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu. Now it's kadesh atzmecha b'asalach, because the Torah commanded anoshim noshim v'taf kedoshim tiyu. And just because it's available in kasha doesn't mean it's mutalach. And every person at his level, who he's up to, has to add Kedusha to his life. He has to become more Kaddish, and we'll soon see what the word Kedusha means. Kaddish atzchem b'mutalach, in a way that he can still be healthy, happy, b'simcha. And each person has his level that he can add. There's no one and the same by all, but every yid has this mitzvah and must do it, and we'll see how important it is. There's a scary parsha called Ben Seira Umaira. where a 13-year-old child is taken by his two parents, brought to Bezdin to be killed. What did he do? The Ramban says two averes. One, he was over kibbutz av aim, and that we could understand. The Chavos of Avos writes that the shirish that makes it a requirement for a person to do Hashem's mitzvahs and to serve Hashem is akoras hatayv. Why do I have to serve Hashem? I don't want to go to Gehenna. I'll go to Gehenna. I should want an Olam Haba. I'll give up my Olam Haba. People have a right to pick and choose as they wish. But basic human decency, if a person gives you life, a person takes care of you, you'll not get ties. And the Eibishter created us, he created our parents, and he gives us all that we have. And our Karas HaTayv is what's Mechayev HaAvodas Hashem. If a child, a young child, who was brought into the world by his parents, and he was helpless, as his parents cared for him, and took care of him, doesn't have the beckle of Akaras HaTayv to give respect to his parents, such a person won't have Akaras HaTayv to Hashem. And we almost lose hope. But that alone is not enough. He had to do a second Avera. The Torah says he was a Zoylo V'Soydei, which means he overeats and runs after Taiva Soylem Hazeh. And the Ramban says, he's over Kedoshim Tihyu. It's not a Chumrah. It's not a Chassidus. It's a 13-year-old child that if he doesn't have Kedusha in his life, he hasn't added Kedusha at his level of Kedoshim Tihyu, there's no hope. And we kill him and says, I'll shame Seifei, because there was no way he was going to come back. Rashi says, why was this mitzvah given behakel to Anoshim Noshim V'tas, like the rest of Kabbalah Satera, the Aseres HaDibros? Milamed Zakr Rashi, Shenemra Parsha Zu of Kedoshim Tihyu, behakel, if they sheroiv, gufei, toira, tluyim ba. Because roiv of the toira is totally in this mitzvah. How do we understand this? If you bring a person the most delicious steak, seasoned in the most delicious way, but before he eats it, he takes some Novocaine and numbs his mouth to 100% numbness. And then you give him this delicious food, waiting to get compliments, and the guy eats it and says, I don't know, your steak is tasteless. It has no taste. The taste, the steak has taste. The person has no taste buds. The steak is delicious. But the person doesn't have the ability to taste it. Children, teenagers, and adults, they just don't feel a geschmack in their mitzvahs, in the Shabbos Kodesh. People don't have a geschmack in their learning Torah. Why is that? Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim, Misam Chilev. Not doing mitzvahs to simcha brings the teichacha. Tachas Hashem levada v'Hashem lekecha. The simcha v'teiv leva. That means it's supposed to be geschmack. It's supposed to be delicious. It's supposed to be so much fun. But that's only if we have taste buds. Mitzvahs are a davar ruchni. Torah is davar Hashem. When a person is kule gashmi and runs after taiva, and kedoshim tihyu was far from him, he covers over the neshama taira, the davar ruchni that he is, and he becomes numb with novocaine. And the mitzvahs and taira are tasteless. And then it cannot be expected to be done properly. When a person is busy with taiva and covered, he's kule gashmi, and he's repelled by ruchni because they're opposites. What is the taich of the word kedusha? A man marries a lady, He says, Hareat Mikudeshet Li. It means she's Muvdal Mufrash. She's separated from the rest of the world, and she's for me. Kedusha means Muvdal, separate. In marriage, it means separate from the rest of the world. In the mitzvah of the Torah, Kedoshim Tihu, it means separate from yourself. To become selfless. To separate from your guf. Ki kadosh ani, the pasuk says. Kedoshim Tihu ki kadosh ani. Because the Eibishter created a world for one purpose. Not for himself. The Eibishter doesn't need anything. He created the world to be native l'achrimi. The Eibishter is kulay to be native to others. And we have a mitzvah to be doyme el Hashem. As Reb Chaim Volozhin would write, like, would say, Keseda, loy la'atzmai nivra elu lehetiv la'achrini. That's Kedusha. Where you are separate, muvdal and mufrish, from yourself. In Yiddish, the way a person says the word I is ich. It's no coincidence. It's ich. When a person's life is all about himself, that's tumma. That's guf, that's gashmi. And that person is, the Torah is not geschmack by him, it's repelled by him. And mitzvahs have no taste. And roiv gufe Torah, atoli, if we prepared ourselves to be that person that can enjoy the Torah and mitzvahs, because he's an ish ruchni, because he's selfless, and the neshama takes over. The Rechaim HaKadosh writes, that there were three hagdamas to Matan Torah. It's open sukkim in the Torah and Parshas Yisrael. One, it says, Vayisu me refidim. Refidim was the Klal Yisrael, was Rafu Yideim Batayra, which means there was a weakness in Atzlus. And the first hagdama is, they travel away from that Atzlus, and you're ready to work hard. It's a melus. The second was the Torah was given in the Midbar on Har Sinai, which represents Anivus, Hachnot Hashem. And the last is Ish Echod, Belev Echod, and that's Achtus, without Pirud. These three things all come out of the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tihu. When a mensch is living with his guf and self-centered, a life is about himself, the guf is lazy, wants to do nothing and just relax. There's gaiva, there's me, there's ich. There's no achnot Hashem. And when there's taiva, there's no achtus, as it says in Mishlei, with taiva yivakish nifrad. When a person is selfless, eina taira nikna, taira is only acquired at shememis atzma, it doesn't mean to kill yourself. One is not allowed to kill himself. It means to kill our guf. To kill the zich, to be selfless. And that comes with work, when a person's ready to give the work, and is anivus, and lives for others, and helping others. So I want to end off, in Avodas Hashem, there are three types of Avodas. There's something called Bein Odom Lamakim, there's something called Bein Odom Lechaveray, and there's something called Bein Odom La'atzmai. And those are these three things that the Archaim HaKadosh was talking about. Bein Odom La'makayim, that's to come b'hachna l'fnei Hashem. Bein Mekablam is Yomelech, that's Anivus. Bein Odom L'chaveroi, that's Ish Echod B'Lev Echod, Achtos. Bein Odom La'atzmai, that's the Amelus. Not being lazy and ready to work. Al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed. Torah, that's bein odom la'atzmai, the Torah and mitzvahs, is mashlim the mensch, brings kedusha to the person, that's bein odom la'atzmai, that's Torah. Avoida is an eved la'achno l'fnei Hashem, that's bein odom la'mokim, and gmilas chasodim, that's bein odom l'chaveve. And the Medrash says that the Torah was given in fire, water, be'esh, u'b'mayim, and in the midbar. What does it mean it was given in fire, in esh, That's the amelus. That's the bren. Not being otzel, ready to work, like a fire that burns. Given in the midbar, that's the anivus. That hakol doshin, but people step on the midbar, and it doesn't fight back and answer back. Bahachna. And Torah was given in Mayim. What does it mean Torah was given in Mayim? The Maharal says, Mayim has an unbelievable aspect. Mayim takes the shape of whatever kli you put it into. It doesn't keep its own shape. Whatever the shape of the kli, that's the shape of the mayim. The Torah is teaching us how proper relationships can be developed. If a person can't take a different shape and can't see someone else's feelings and someone else's opinion and everything is just his own shape, there's no room for a relationship. There's going to be pirud. But if we act like mayim and we go into someone else's feelings, someone else's understanding, and can take that person's shape, that is what creates relationship. It's no coincidence that in the Torah, not every shidduch in the Torah takes place in mayim. Today the goyim copied it in their fake world. But it takes place by the Be'er, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, because a proper relationship has to be that the husband and wife understand that they take the shape of the other, like Mayim. That's what creates relationship. And that's the Gimel Dvarim Sha'olim Oymed. Torah Avoyde Gmilus Chasadim and Avoyde Ben Odom La'atzmai, perfecting yourself Ben Odom La'makim V'Hachno Lefnei Hashem and Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, being selfless and giving. And all of these things come when a person lives Kedoshim Tiyu. He doesn't run after his taiva, his covered. He doesn't need everything, doesn't always have to have the best. He lets things go by and understands that he's an Ish Ruchni. And he develops a taste for Ruchnius, because he's not numb from Gashmi. And then he can have Shlemus in his Gimel Avodos, and he can have Shlemus in Avodos Hashem. So in the end, it says the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva in the days of Sfirah died because they were not Nogu Kovod Zeh Bazeh. It's possible that they made a sheet out of it. Kovod is not a good thing. Kovod is his taiva. So the same way I don't have Kovod, I'll make sure my friends don't have COVID because I don't want them to have the Nisayon of COVID. That, Rabbi Sol Salanta says, was the mistake. A person has to have emuna. He has to not run after Moisrei, snatching his own personal abayda. When it comes to someone else's needs, Dr. Rabbi Sol Salanta, you have to be a kaifa. Don't say, oh, don't worry, Hashem will take care of you. Or be a parish. So who says you have to have everything? Fakir. When it comes to someone else, you have to be a kaifa, and I'll take care of you. Not the Ebishter, no emuna now. I'm going to give you everything you schmack. And sometimes we make that mistake in an intimate relationship where we treat that person like yourself. Since I'm working a precious, that person should also, doesn't work that way. Leave the avoided to yourself, and everyone will learn from you when you do it. When it comes to the other person, we give them their needs, their afchus. We don't tell them, just trust the Eibishter. The Eibishter wants, when it comes to someone else, we go all out for them. To ourselves, we live the Kedusha. If I care, everyone lives the Kedusha. And that's how you have a happy, beautiful world that comes to a Shlemus, where you can have Shlemus and Torah, avoid the Mil Chasadim, that's Mekayim, the world. A gute Nacht.